another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Well, when you are listening to this, well, maybe not when you're listening to this, but when this episode initially airs, the lad and all our entire family will be on vacation. Where are we going?
Florida.
We're going to Florida. We are escaping the cold Midwest and trying to head to some warmer weather for a little while, just to get a little bit of a spring slash summer preview, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be spending some time in the pool and just relaxing, because we've earned it. We've had a busy few months, and also 2 feet of snow about a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So pretty wild stuff. So hopefully you or your family at some point get to enjoy a vacation. And so the theme of today's trivia is going to be travel, all things related to travel. So places you travel to, famous sites, things related to going around the world. So I'm excited for this one. I think this one's going to be pretty cool. Whether you're joining us for the first time or for the 104th time, we just want to give you a quick overview of how our podcast works. We've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in 3 rounds of 5 questions each. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. This first round of questions is the easiest round we have, and most people in the car or at home are going to be able to answer these questions. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question one of travel trivia. Which city is home to the famous Eiffel Tower?
Paris.
Paris is correct. Paris is located in the country of France in Europe. And the Eiffel Tower was originally intended to be a temporary structure. Did you know that?
No.
It was only supposed to be for the 1889 World Fair, or the World's Fair, I'm sorry. And people really didn't like it at first. And actually, I still think there's a lot of people in Paris who don't like the Eiffel Tower. especially since they put a bunch of twinkling lights on it.
Ugh.
I think that was a... I'd have to research when those lights got put in. It was a relatively recent addition, but now they strobe lights all over it, and it like sparkles, so to speak. I don't know. It's different. I've never been there. You've never been there.
No.
Is it on the list of places to go?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're definitely going to get to Paris. I just can't wait to go eat in Paris. That's just what I want to do. I just want to go and eat at restaurants. Question two. Which U.S. state is made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii or Hawaii?
Hawaii is correct. It's another place on the bucket list of places to go. Would you, where would you put Hawaii on your bucket list of places to travel?
Number four.
Okay. We'll talk more about that bucket list as we go. You can maybe reveal a couple more as we give more answers. Hawaii is on my list too. Question three. What is the name of the big famous clock tower in London?
Big Ben.
Big Ben is correct, but Big Ben is not the actual clock tower. Did you know that?
It's not. That
Big Ben is the great bell inside the clock tower, and not the tower itself. The tower itself is actually called the Elizabeth Tower, but Big Ben is the bell in the tower. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
No. A fun little fact. Who would have thought? Trivia. We're teaching people things. Who would have thought?
London is on my 7th spot.
Oh, the 7th spot. Okay. That's pretty far down there. Question 4. Which theme park is known as the most magical place on Earth?
Disneyland.
Disneyland or Disney World, we'll take both, is correct. So Walt Disney World in Florida, that park itself is nearly the size of San Francisco. It covers like 40 square miles when you add up all of the land itself. Yeah, because there's that's not all just theme park, like for people like to walk around, but that's like
resorts
and all of the backstage stuff and the storage and warehouses and things. But yeah, over 40 square miles. It is a city in itself. They have their own police force. They have their own fire department. Yeah, it's pretty wild. There was one time, fun story. I'm a band director, and I took my band to Florida for a band trip. And it was not our bus, but a bus that we were driving by was on fire. And they had to call the fire department. Oh. And I don't know why, but I expected like the fire department to have like Mickey ears on the truck and stuff.
I was like,
you would think, right?
Yeah. And the people have Mickey ears attached to their helmets.
To their helmets and stuff. No, they don't. They're just normal fire truck people and like firemen and firewomen and like normal trucks. I don't know. I was very disappointed that they didn't have special fire trucks with Mickey stuff on.
It's like
them.
They don't have Dalmatians. They have Plutos.
Plutos. Yeah, I agree. They should. But yeah, they didn't. Question 5. If you are visiting the Sphinx and the Great Pyramids, what country are you in?
Egypt.
Egypt is correct. The Great Pyramid of Giza was the tallest man-made structure in the world for over 3,800 years. And then eventually we started building
CN Tower.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's been other things before
the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Yeah. Tons of other things that got built. But yeah, for the longest time, the Great Pyramid of Giza was the tallest man-made structure. It's kind of crazy to think about how we built that with the tools that they had.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they used like pulleys to put down the bricks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who say aliens made it. What do you think of that?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think there's any truth to that?
I think we made them, but aliens are probably real.
Oh, sure.
That's the X-Files, right?
It is. It's the X-Files. Conspiracy time with the lad. All right, folks. That's 5 questions. That's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. Hopefully you're 5 for 5, just like the lad, and in doing well. But now, folks, the questions are going to get a little more difficult. These next 5 are called...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question 6. In which famous natural landmark was Nemo born in the movie Finding Nemo?
The Great Barrier Reef.
The Great Barrier Reef is correct.
Or should I say... The Great Barrier Reef. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yes. A lot of people go and travel to visit the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. It is the world's largest coral reef system. You can actually see it from outer space, believe it or not. Kind of cool. That's definitely on my... Australia is on my bucket list of places.
Yes, I want to go to Sydney.
Where does that rank on your list?
Probably 6.
6? Just before London. Question number 7. In the movie Cars, what is the name of the famous road Lightning McQueen gets lost on?
Isn't it like Route 66?
Route 66 is a great answer, and it's correct.
Because we're talking travel trivia, and that is a real street.
It is a real street, yeah. So Route 66 is now kind of like a, It's been replaced by a lot of like more highway, because there's areas of Route 66 that are just like one lane both ways. But the, so our interstate system has kind of replaced that as the best mode of travel. But there's a lot of really famous landmarks along Route 66, and it goes all the way. They called it the Mother Road because it stretched from Chicago all the way to Santa Monica, California. You could take one road, basically the entire United States. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of songs written about it. Very, very famous road.
Doesn't it go to like Las Vegas?
I don't know if Route 66 goes directly to. I think it goes near, maybe. I have no idea. I don't want to say yes or no. I'm not sure. Question number 8. Carrying many, many travelers, what famous ship sank on its first voyage in 1912?
We did this 4 weeks ago. We did this a month ago. We don't need to bring it up again. That's not a good travel
The people story. That were on... But the it Titanic. It doesn't have to be a good travel story.
The Titanic.
The Titanic is correct.
Like in 1912.
We've brought up the Titanic many a time, and we will continue to bring up the Titanic many a time. It is
and 1912.
It is our mission to ensure that the family trivia with Dad and Lad listeners know that the Titanic sank in 1912.
In April.
If there's one thing that we can walk away from this podcast knowing is that people know the history of the Titanic.
Yes.
A lot of travelers were on that boat. Very unfortunate. Question 9. In the movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, what famous luxury hotel does Kevin stay in?
The Plaza?
The Plaza is correct. Plaza Hotel's real. Yeah, it's a real thing. I've never stayed there, though. I've seen it, but I've never stayed there. If you had the opportunity to stay at the Plaza, would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And get a bunch of ice cream.
and on a large cheese pizza.
Yep.
Yep. And then have a limo ride drive you around New York. That would be pretty cool.
And tip the people who bring you to your room with gum.
Yeah, that's right. He does. I forgot about that. That is funny. Question number 10. Which U.S. national park is home to the Old Faithful geyser?
Why am I blanking right now?
I'll give you one hint.
I know what it is. How can I forget the name of this? Yosemite.
I know where you're going with this. Yosemite is incorrect, but I see where your brain was going.
It's in Montana.
Starts with a Y, and it's a color.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone is correct. Yellowstone National Park.
I knew that.
Yep. Your cousin worked at near Yellowstone Park.
Yeah.
Yep. Did a lot of stuff there. Yellowstone was the first national park in the world, and it was established in 1872. It's been around for a while. Yeah, Old Faithful's pretty cool.
The wolves once disappeared there.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, in the park, I think. And they had to be reintroduced, yeah.
From Canada.
Yep. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. We are 10 questions in. The lad is doing fantastic. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But folks, prepare yourselves because we are about to get real, real difficult up in here. I think I would like everybody to take their seatbelts and properly fasten their seatbelts across their lap because we may see some turbulence in these difficult questions coming up. These questions are the hardest questions we have to offer for travel trivia. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters.
Oh, and make sure not to use the bathroom.
Correct.
Y'all know how that happens during turbulence.
Sure, sure. Question 11. What is the three-letter abbreviation for the Chicago O'Hare International Airport? So, just in case you're not sure, like, Milwaukee's International Airport is MKE. Green Bay, which is not far from us, is GRB. They have all these airports have three-letter codes.
CHI.
CHI. CHI makes a lot of sense as a guess. It's incorrect, what? Though. It is not CHI. O'Hare International Airport's code is ORD. Again, we call these the brain busters. These are tough ones. So ORD actually comes from the O'Hare's original name, and the original airport was called the Orchard Place Douglas Field.
It was a baseball field?
It was not, actually. It was an airfield.
Oh.
And it was later named to honor Edward Butch O'Hare, who was a Medal of Honor recipient and a naval aviator. And so air traffic controllers will use these abbreviations sometimes for airports. And to eliminate confusion, they just kept ORD, which was Orchard Place Douglas Field. So Orchard Douglas ORD.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of neat. Question 12. Many people cross borders on vacation. What is the longest international border in the world?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
China and Russia.
China and Russia is a great guess. Unfortunately, incorrect. I think I don't know what the ratings are, like a ranking of the length of borders, but the biggest border internationally in the entire world is the United States and Canada, actually. It stretches over 5,500 miles, and it's considered to be the longest undefended border. So they're not like actively defending the United States Canadian border, like with troops or anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, 5,500 miles of border. Pretty wild. I'm sure there's a lot. I mean, China's a big country, and Russia is a huge country. So I'm sure that border is actually pretty big, too.
Yeah.
Question 13. What is the only island nation you could travel to in the world where you can find wild lemurs?
Jamaica.
I guess that's a great guess. I mean, I would assume that Jamaica probably has animals similar to this, but incorrect. Do you know what's a famous lemur? Do you know? Think about movies.
Madagascar.
Madagascar is correct. Yeah. So Madagascar is actually the only place where you can find wild lemurs, like King Julian, right?
Or should not be. There shouldn't be a King Julian. It should be like a Queen Julia, because rain-tailed lemur monkeys, usually female lemurs, are usually higher than male.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a matriarchy.
Yes.
Yeah. So like the female lemurs are the ones that kind of run the show. And so, yeah, that was on a YouTube video, right?
Yeah.
That we watched recently.
Be yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
From PBS.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Madagascar. And it's actually kind of cool. Over 90% of the wildlife in Madagascar can't be found really anywhere else. Like Madagascar itself is like a really interesting little ecosphere itself, just with the life that it maintains. It's pretty cool. Question 14. Ships and airplanes that are actively traveling use this term to measure their speed.
So kilometers per hour?
Kilometers per hour is a great guess. They don't use miles per hour, but not quite. The answer is knots.
What?
Knots. Like K-N-O-T-S. They measure, so they'll be like, where our speed is 100 knots. Now, what that means is a knot is equal to 1 nautical mile per hour. So nautical miles. So that's about 1.15 regular miles per hour. So when you go 1 knot, you're going about 1.15 miles per hour. Kind of different. Now, why they, I think they have to, I think maybe just because they don't operate on roads or, you know, like have like specific ways they have to go. They can kind of go anywhere when they're in the air or in the sea. So I think that's why they use nautical miles. Does that make sense?
No, not really.
Okay. And finally, question 15. Many travelers will change time zones when they travel. What country has the most time zones in the world?
I think it's China.
China? This is a great guess. Unfortunately, I'm not going to lie. I think I tricked you on this one. This one's kind of a trick question.
There is none.
The answer is France.
I guess it's 6 hours.
So ahead. Not because of what you think. Not because, like, so France itself is not a very big country, but France has many overseas territories that cover a wide variety of time zones.
Why?
France covers 12 different time zones when you include all of their different territories.
That's not fair.
So the U.S. has a bunch between, if you were to count Hawaii, Alaska, and all the ones in the U.S., and Russia also has a whole bunch of time zones.
Yeah.
But France wins. That was kind of a cheap shot there. Well, folks, that's going to do it for our travel trivia. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I know hopefully me and the lad and our family are enjoying our vacation that we've got. And hopefully you get a chance to enjoy some time doing whatever it is you and your family enjoy doing, hiking, swimming, whatever it is. Hopefully you get a chance to get some R&R because everyone deserves that every now and then. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star review on whatever app you are listening on. We would really appreciate that. Helps us to find more trivia-loving families just like you. Also, if you could find us on social media, you can send us a message at DadLadTrivia. You'll find us on Instagram and on Facebook. Any last words for our travel-loving listeners, lad? Oh, yeah. We need to get your top. Let's get your top three.
Top three. Three is,
So I know we talked like Paris was up there, right?
Yeah, that was five, I think.
Five, okay.
Three, probably Germany.
Oh, cool. Germany's cool.
Two, probably Norway.
Oh, yeah. That's up there for me too.
One is probably Sweden.
Sweden. Awesome. Those are great. You could do all those in one trip.
Yeah.
I flew into Germany the first time I went to Europe, but I never got to really see outside of, I saw the Frankfurt airport. I think that's all I saw. that was it. But otherwise, I never actually left the airport in Germany. But I would say my top three travel places, I would love to get to Japan to eat. I love Japanese food. I would love to get to Iceland at some point, just because I would love to be able to see the Northern Lights in Iceland. That would be sweet. And another place I would love to get to, Alaska. I think I've never been to Alaska.
Oh, I want to go to Scotland.
Scotland's amazing. The mom and I went. We searched for Nessie on Loch Ness. Couldn't find him.
It's not real.
Nope. Don't say that. Don't say those things. We just didn't see him at the time.
So her also?
That's right. You're right. Sorry. We didn't see her. All right, folks. Well, we better wrap this up. We could talk about travel for hours and hours. So thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We really appreciate you. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.